processor. It takes two input signals and produce an output signal, which is the addition of the two signals. And here the way you you write that. So again, a false program is a list of definition, and you should have a definition from the keyword process. Here is a more complex a noise generator. So you can see here, we start by defining a random number generator in a very simple way. Basically, you take the previously generated random number, you multiply it by this number here, and you add to the result this number here to produce the new value. So it's a way to do a random number generator, and then you scale this random number generator so that it fits between minus one and plus one. So you see here the false description using here the recursive composition operator. And here you have the one sample delay of the recursive composition. Okay, so here it's the same noise generator, but adding user interface elements. So we multiply the output of the signals by a checkbox called mute. But the checkbox element generates a signal which is one when the checkbox is checked and zero otherwise. So by taking one minus the checkbox, you have a mute control, so to speak, and a level control. OK, I have no time to go into all these descriptions. I will just make a very short demo and then explain how the compilation process works. So just 3 minutes left. Whoa.
Take your time.
Okay.
I will go on for hours anyway.
Okay, so here I have some example of Faust programs. And I will maybe concentrate on the mixer description. So here's the code. Can you read it? More or less? Okay, so basically I say that a mixer is a group of eight voices in parallel, and I merge the output of these eight voices into a stereo bus here. A voice, what is a voice? Is a mute control, then a volume control, a view meter, and a pan, stereo pan. This is the way I describe the mixer. And for that, I use three components, volume, view meter, and pan pot, which are described here. For example, the pan pot is here. So basically, I take the input signal, X, and I multiply it for the left part by 1 minus C, and for the right part by C. Well, it's a very simplistic way to do a pan pot, but just for the example. And this coefficient is controlled by a numerical entry that I can change. OK, so now if I compile that, I have a make file. So this make file will compile all the .dsp files in my folder and generate a JackGTK application for each of these ones. So you will see appear a folder called JackGTK. Oh, yeah. Right. Is it better? And black and white.
Maybe
find the colors. Okay, here. Black, blanc. Okay, so now the all these examples are compiled, and here I have this. So I will just start our mixer here and check that it